وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين آمين. جزاكم الله خيرا هزلت، بارك الله فيكم، جزاكم الله خيرا for the wonderful دعاء. آمين يا رب. الحمد لله، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. We continue.
الله أكبر. How he reached such a level, because he strove. He used to always say, as he used to enter the masjid, he used to read and he used to teach, and then he used to say, Al-Qari'u wal-Mustami'u sharikani fil ajr. The one that reads and the one that listens attentively, both share the great rewards that we acquire for serving the Qur'an. It's mentioned in Siyar wa'alam al-Nubala that Hazrat Abu Darda said, Lo unsitu ayah. If I forget one verse and I don't have anybody to teach it to me, except one who's very far away in another far off town, إِلَّا رَجُلًا بِبَرْكِ الْغِمَادِ, I would exert myself in traveling to him to learn that ayah of the Qur'an Kareem. This was his thirst to learn. Allah give us all that love to acquire the knowledge of Allah's deen. He loved those learning the hadith and the deen. He would actually say to them, مَرْحَبًا بِأَحِبَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ, welcome to the beloveds of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When narrating the hadith, his wife Hazrat Umm al-Darda said that he would smile. So I asked him one day, what if people, you know, despise you for that or mock you because you're narrating a hadith and you're smiling? He said, I heard Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrate hadith and he would smile when narrating the hadith. يحدث حديثا إلا تبسم في حديثه. Subhanallah, he narrates so many hadith, more than 179 hadith. There's a report of Hazrat Abu Darda from so many. Let's narrate something of his hadith he heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "There's nothing weightier in the scales of the believer on Judgment Day than good character." ما من شيء أثقل في ميزان المؤمن يوم القيامة من حسن الخلق وإن الله يبغض الفاحش البذيء. Allah despises those who are vulgar and disrespectful in their words and action. Allah save us. There's an amazing dua Hazrat Abu Darda narrates, which is in Tirmidhi as well. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the dua of Hazrat Dawood alaihi salam was, Oh Allah, I ask you for thy love and the love of those who love you. And Allah, I ask you for those actions, the tawfiq of those actions that will grant me and reach me to the level of your love. And oh Allah, make your love more beloved to me than my own life and soul, and more beloved to me than my family, and more beloved to me than cool, cold water. Meaning something so pleasurable and needed and enjoyable. Make your love more beloved than all of that. Subhanallah. And his amazing way in correcting people was so amazing. He one day sees youth mocking, despising a young man. And so Hazrat Abu Darda advised them to speak nicely to him. And then he spoke to him nicely in a manner that the youngster was prepared to change. But then they asked him, don't you hate him? He says, no, I don't hate him. I detest his action. As for himself, he's my brother. And then he said, when your brother perpetrates some crime or makes a mistake, help him against shaitan and not shaitan against him. Subhanallah. How wise in bringing a change into others was the method and the strategy of Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. He would even say that if a friend or brother of yours has changed in his way and has become, you know, wrongful, sinful and crooked in his actions, don't denounce him. Because no matter who your friend is, he'll sometimes go crooked, but other times will come straight. So this was his words about having hope in people. Allah give us tawfiq to emulate the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah. So amazing are the malfudat, the amazing utterances, advices of this great Sahabi radiallahu anhu. We always study the malfudat of the righteous, the pious. Now remember, at the top of the list of the righteous and the pious is the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhu. Imagine the depth of that Sahabi who was known as Hakim Hadihil Ummah, subhanallah. Let's try and go through and analyze and learn some of his malfudat. Allah forgive me, I'm definitely incapable of explaining and translating these words. Allah help us. He would encourage people upon Allah's obedience and abstaining Allah's disobedience. He would say, when the servant of Allah
does in accordance to Allah's obedience. Allah loves him. إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا عَمِلَ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ أَحَبَّهُ اللَّهِ. When he acquires the love of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him beloved to his servants. And when the servant of Allah defies Allah, disobeys Allah, Allah detests him. And then when Allah dislikes him for those actions, Allah makes him detestable to the creation. And he would say, you would always remain in goodness, O Ummah. As long as you love the good of you, the righteous of you, meaning love the pious, you will remain in goodness. And as long as when you are advised correctly, you accept good advice. When you are told the truth and you recognize the truth, you accept it. You will remain on goodness with these two pertinent traits. Love of the righteous and accept when we are given good advice. SubhanAllah. He would say three pertinent qualities are very, very important. Number one, never complain about your calamities to people. Nor speak to people about your pains. Nor should you ever praise your own self with your own tongue. Meaning self-praise. SubhanAllah. And then he would say that had it not been for three despicable ways, people's conditions would become much better. Number one, greed that is obeyed. Meaning a person has this greed and he succumbs to it. And he mises by keeping everything for himself. And he doesn't sacrifice by giving it despite him wanting it. Number two is desires that are emulated and followed. And number three is each one becoming amazed by his own self. Instead of realizing that my nafs is so full of weaknesses, he starts looking and admiring himself. SubhanAllah. And he would say, he who is provided with a thankful heart, a tongue that remembers Allah, and a believing wife to help him in his deen, what a wonderful treasure has he received. And through that he'll never leave opportunities of good. Then he would say, he who abundantly makes dua in times of ease, Allah would respond to him readily in the times of adversity. And he who always knocks the door, it would definitely be opened for him. Among his amazing words is where he explains the fiqh of a person, a person's deep understanding of deen. He says when a person understands deen correctly and properly and has a deep understanding of deen, min fiqh al-rajul, rifquhu fi ma'ishati, he earns but without chasing behind sustenance of this world. He earns with moderation, prioritizing iman and amal. And then he says, it's from the fiqh of a person to understand that is he increasing or diminishing and decreasing. Meaning, are we going closer to our afterlife or not? Meaning to understand how short this life is. And then he would say, it is from the fiqh of a person to be able to analyze his iman and how the changes happen in life. Is he getting better or worse? Increasing in iman or diminishing in the quality of his iman? And then he would say that from the fiqh of a person is also to understand which are the avenues shaitan whispers to him and attacks him, and how shaitan approaches him. Understanding that is pertinent when it comes to the fiqh of a person. And then he would say, part of a person's deep understanding of deen is when good deeds make him happy and increase in appreciation for Allah, and his sins sadden him. This is part of the fiqh of a person. SubhanAllah. And he would also advise, seek Allah's protection from the devotion of hypocrisy. When he was asked, وَمَا خُشُوعُ النِّفَاقِ, what sort of devotion is that? One of hypocrisy. He would say that one would acquire a body that outwardly seems humble and devoted to Allah, but his heart is not in that state. SubhanAllah. Bilal bin Sa'd says that Hazrat Abu Darda would often make this dua, Allah save me from tafriqatul qalb, a scattered heart. When asked, what do you mean by that? He would say that I have so many avenues of income that my heart is scattered in so many different things. SubhanAllah. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bless one with rizq from simple avenues, easy avenues. So his heart can be in different efforts of deen and iman and amal. Instead of his heart concentrating in different avenues of dunya, acquiring the rizq that Allah provides for him. These are some of the amazing malfudat and pertinent words of wisdom and pearls emanating from the blessed mouth of none other than the Hakim of this Ummah, Hazrat Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala an. So he knew how to deal with people, his students and the masses. He was ready to serve everyone, subhanallah. Muslim bin Mishkam says, one day Hazrat Abu Darda asked me, how many are my students? So I counted them for him, 1,600. And his system was so amazing, he taught them all. But those who had reached a certain category and level would be given 10 students to teach. So he would teach them how to learn and how to teach. And he would take them to different stages. The famous Abdullah bin Amir al-Yahsubi, the great Qadi, who taught Allah's deen in Dimashq, was actually the student of Hazrat Abu Darda, radiallahu anhu. So he had so much of knowledge. Masruq bin Ajda' says, when I analyzed the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I found that all the Sahaba had the knowledge. But mainly Hazrat Umar, Ali, Abdullah, yani Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Hazrat Mu'adh, Hazrat Abu Darda, Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit, radiallahu anhum. Yazid bin Muawiyah, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's son would say that Hazrat Abu Darda is from those ulama who are fuqaha, who through them, alhamdulillah, the disease of ignorance is cured, meaning the knowledge that they bear, that they carried for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Darda was the leading scholar under Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, during the reign of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, meaning his governorship over Sham. Amazing his advices that he gave. Mali ara ulama'akum yadhabun. He went to this community, encouraging them to learn. So he's asking them, why is it that I see your scholars are leaving this world? And the jahils are not learning. وَجُّهَالَكُمْ لَا يَتَعَلَّمُونَ. Those ignorant are not interested in learning. Learn, تَعَلَّمُوا. فَإِنَّ مُعَلِّمَ الْخَيْرِ وَالْمُتَعَلِّمِ فِي الْأَجْرِ سَوَاءٍ. Those that learn and teach, both get equal rewards by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And besides those that want to learn and want to teach, there's no good in anyone else. Meaning everyone should learn to know and should teach what they know. So we should always learn and always teach. This was the advice Hazrat Abu Darda would give. And he would also say, it's not only learning. Woe to those who don't want to learn. One time, وَيْلُ لِلَّذِي لَا يَعْلَمْ مَرَّةٍ. But woe to those who've learned but are not prepared to practice 7 times. وَوَيْلُ لِلَّذِي يَعْلَمُ وَلَا يَعْمَلُ سَبْعَ مَرَّاتٍ. That's in ذَهَبِي سِيَرُ عَلَامِ النُّبَلَةِ. But very often he would present these sentiments. The 3 categories of people. One who knows, meaning he is teaching, and the other is learning, and the third is futile. وَالثَّالِثْ هَمَجْ لَا خَيْرَ فِيهِ. There's no goodness in him. Meaning every one of us should be learning to know and be teaching. And then through that also we should be practicing. Like he would give the importance to knowledge, he would also advocate the importance of Allah's dhikr. And there's so many beautiful ahadith that he narrates concerning the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ilm and dhikr. As Abu Darda would say, those that have their tongues moist in Allah's dhikr would enter Jannah smiling. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ رَطْبَةٌ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَدْخُلُ أَحَدُهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ وَهُوَ يَضْحَكُ. A man comes to Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. He says, Hazrat, give me advice. Hazrat Abu Darda says to him, remember Allah in times of ease. Allah will help you in times of adversity. Allah will remember you in times of adversity. And then whenever you notice something beautiful of this world, think of the outcome and the end result of that same thing. And then analyze if hankering behind it is worth it or not. فَإِذَا أَشْرَفْتَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا فَانْظُرْ إِلَى مَاذَا يَصِيرٌ. Subhanallah. When his wife was asked, what was his among the greatest ibadat of Hazrat Abu Darda? She said it was tafakkur, analyzing, pondering over Allah's greatness, pondering over good deeds, pondering over what will make Allah happy, pondering over the greatness of Allah through seeing the amazing things Allah has made and i'tibar, learning lessons from everything around us. These were the greatest ibadat of Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. Amazing is the hadith of Dhikrullah where he narrates, wherein he says, Ala ukhbirukum bi khayri a'malikum. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked us, shall I teach you and notify you of the best action, the best deed? Wa azkaha inda malikikum. The deed that is purest by Allah, the deed that will raise you most in Allah's proximity and closeness, it's better for you than gold and silver. And subhanAllah, the way he explained it to them, that every one of them were paying attention and listening attentively, that what is he going to say? And subhanAllah, he would say, that dhikrullahi azza wa jal, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so amazing is the way he would explain the Qur'an Kareem, this ayah, utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitabi wa aqimi s-salah. And then the ayah comes, wala dhikrullahi akbar, wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'oon. The way he explains this is so beautiful, that Allah's dhikr is the greatest deed, and Allah knows what you do. He explains the other meaning of wala dhikrullahi akbar is that the way you remember Allah, meaning when you remember Allah, Allah remembers you in a much better manner. So he says what this means is, the way you remember Allah is nothing in comparison to the way Allah remembers you. Dhikrullahi iyyakum akbar min dhikrikum iyyah. So beautiful is his understanding.
Inshallah, we'll continue with the discussion with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.